This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pro-democracy protesters have blocked some roads in Sudan's capital with makeshift barricades and burning tires. They are demanding a return to civilian rule about the military seize power in a swift coup widely denounced by the international community. The United Nations Security Council is to discuss the military takeover in a closed-door meeting this Tuesday. Meanwhile, the prime minister and other senior officials in the transitional government continue to be held at a military camp on the outskirts of the capital of Khartoum a day after their arrest Monday. Western government have called for the release of the civilian leaders and the U.S. suspended $700 million in emergency aid. Iran executed over 250 people, including at least four child offenders in 2020, and so far this year has carried out 230 executions that included nine women and one child who was executed in secret, according to the UN independent investigator on human rights in Iran. Javed Rehman told the UN General Assembly Human Rights Committee that Iran continues to implement the death penalty at an alarming rate, and said the absence of an official statistics and lack of transparency around executions means this practice escapes scrutiny, resulting in serious abuses preventing accountability. According to Amnesty International, Iran was the top executioner in the Middle East last year, accounting for more than half the region's 493 executions, followed by Egypt, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Amnesty's figures exclude China, where executions believe the number in the thousands are classified. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has announced the appointment of former UN Undersecretary General Nolene Hazer of Singapore as the new UN Special Envoy for conflict-torn Myanmar. She will succeed Christine Schreiner-Bergener of Switzerland, whose 3.5 years in the post saw moves toward democracy dashed in a military takeover of the Southeast Asian nation last February that led to nationwide protests and violence. Her term ends Sunday. Hazer led UN agencies promoting women and economic and social development in Asia. Schreiner-Bergener told AP on Monday that Guterres made the right decision to have a person who knows the region. A Seoul hospital says former South Korean President Roh Tae-woo has died. He was 88. The Seoul National University Hospital says Roh died Tuesday while being treated for an illness. It gave no further details. Roh led an army division into Seoul in support of the 1979 military coup that made his army friend Aung San Suu Kyi president. The coup and a subsequent military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in 1980 are two of the darkest chapters in South Korea's modern history. Massive pro-democracy uprisings in 1987 forced Roh and Chun to accept a direct presidential vote. Roh eventually won the presidential election later in 1987. The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol deferred its request for several dozen pages of records from former President Donald Trump's administration at the White House's urging. But U.S. President Joe Biden again rejected the former president's invocation of executive privilege on hundreds of additional pages. In a letter to the National Archives and Records Administration, Biden counsel Dana Remus repeated that the president has determined that an assertion of executive privilege is not in the best interest of the United States and therefore is not justified for two tranches of documents into the White House for review next month. Australia's prime minister says the country is set to reduce emissions by 35% below 2005 levels by 2030. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Tuesday he would not commit at the UN climate conference in Scotland next month to increase the country's current 2030 target by reducing emissions by 26% to 28% below 2005 levels. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.